Hi, everyone, and once again, we'd like to welcome you to Builders Trust Podcast. My name is Patrick Clare. I'm a field safety consultant for Builders Trust of New Mexico. We got a piece today. We're going to talk about being that New Mexico this year legalized recreational marijuana. Well, actually last year, but it went in effect this year. We got this piece called Construction Drug Use Up in 2021. So, after holding steady between 2017 and 2020, construction's rate of positive drug tests increased by 12% from 2020 to 2021, according to the latest Quest Diagnostics Drug Testing Index. However, this upward trend is not limited to construction. The rate of positive drug tests result among America's workforce reached its highest rate last year since 2001 and was up more than 30% in the combined U.S. workforce from an all-time low in 2010 to 2012. Among all industries, construction fell in the middle of the pack for overall drug positivity rates at 4.6%, behind such sectors as retail trade, accommodations, food service, waste, and remediation services. While positive cocaine urine drug tests have steadily declined in construction, the industry topped the list for the fifth year in a row with a 0.30% positivity rate in 2021. The wholesale trade industry came in second at 0.26%. Construction is also ranked the highest for methamphetamine positivity at 0.20%, with mining coming in fourth at 0.16%. Construction's positivity rate for marijuana grew 16% year over year, but was still significantly behind other industries at 2.9%. Comparatively, the accommodations and food services industry reported a 7.5% rate of positive marijuana urine tests. Opiates positivity rates in the mining segment ranked the highest among other reported industry segments, coming in at 0.43% compared to construction's 0.13%. Still, the 0.43% is the lowest percentage of opiate positivity rates in the mining industry and in the past 5 years of the index, says Quest. And just to kind of give you an idea, compared to transportation and warehousing, in 2017, they had a 3.5% positivity rate that increased to 5.5% in 2021. With construction in 2017 had a 4.1% positivity rate and increased to 4.6% in 2021, which is an increase of 0.5%. So the big picture here, Quest says the study, based on more than 11 million anonymized urine, hair, and oral fluid drug test results, raises concerns for employers in safety-sensitive work environments, such as construction. We have heavy equipment operators, road construction, things like that. Those are all fall under DOT. That's safety-sensitive. Quest goes on to say, I quote, "Our drug testing index reveals several notable trends, such as increased drug positivity rates in the safety-sensitive workforce, including those performing public safety and national security jobs, as well as higher rates of positivity in individuals tested after on-the-job accidents," says Barry Sample, senior science consultant for Quest Diagnostics, end quote. They also go on to say employers are wrestling with significant recruitment and retention challenges, as well as with maintaining safe and engaging work environments that foster positive mental and physical well-being. Quest Diagnostics employer Also states our drug testing index data raises important questions about what it means to be an employer committed to employee health and safety. Eager to attract talent, employers may be tempted to lower their standards in the process. They raise the specter of more drug-related impairment and worksite accidents that put other employees and the general public in harm's way. So that just kind of gives you an idea of the construction industry, how the past 4 years, 5 years, wasn't much of a positivity rate increase compared to the other industries. So if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call. Builders Trust, our phone number is 505-345-3477. If you have any questions or need some assistance with the drug programs, you can always contact our field safety manager. You can also visit us at our website at www.builderstrust.com. So that's it, everybody. Thank you for joining in. Have a great day and be safe.